Like, I was working on the book about the prearranged match between the first 1984-85 prearranged match between Karpov and Kasparov. They robbed all my file at Beacons and a ton of other stuff, too. And now I'm about to finish my clock in Japan. Suddenly they pulled this crime against me, you see? Destroyed my passport, tried to ship me to the U.S. to be imprisoned and murdered, you see? The Jews don't want me to succeed in any of my projects. They want me to be a failure.
Mm-hmm.
They're extremely malicious, extremely jealous. They're really sickos and wackos, the worst sickos in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They sexually mutilate their 8-day-old male
baby. Bobby, yeah. I think we should talk about the more pleasant things in your life. Huh? Can we?
According to the Jews, this is a pleasant thing. They think it's a good thing.
We would like to listen to more pleasant things in your life, like when you started.
Well, you see, I talk a lot about the sexual mutilation because I want people to have pleasant lives with a complete penis, you know? That's why I talk about it, not to be unpleasant.
Mm-hmm. Che,
I'm trying to stop this crime, you see?
Che, Bobby.
Yeah.
Okay, but... I'm just curious also, can I go to this section where this August 11 letter, 2004?
Yes, okay, let's talk about that too, yeah.
Yeah, because it seems that they have the U.S. government seems to hear that they admitted already that they have revoked your passport, but that they were unable to properly advise you.
Could we at this moment tell the listeners where they can download all of this stuff?
Yeah.
Can I just read this website?
Please, yeah. Bobby. Yeah, please.
This is the only really reliable Bobby Fischer website in the world that you can trust. Okay. It's http://home.att.ne.jp/moon/fisher/ and Fisher is spelled F-I-S-C-H-E-R. I just like to repeat that quickly, okay? http://home.att.ne.jp/moon/fisher/ And then you click on there, and the very first thing you click on to, and you'll get this about how I was kidnapped in the airport, and then you get the statement of facts and all these other documents.
Do you have a cell phone, Bobby?
A cell phone?
Yes.
You mean here in Japan?
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't have it with me, yeah.
You don't know the number?
I really don't know it offhand. No, I don't, tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
We want to know your cell phone number so that we can call you.
Oh, but anyway, you couldn't call me here in the prison. I don't have it here in the prison.
Okay.
Che, so, okay, I just want to repeat the home, it should be H-O-M-E, no? Like home.
Right, home. Yeah, why don't you read it one more? I hate to keep, like, hawking this address, but it's so important. Why don't you read it yourself, Eugene?
Okay, http://home.att.ne.jp/moon/fisher/
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So I read it letter by letter,
because
you read it, some of them you read in words, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so, now going back to this, Bobby, to this August 11 letter from the Embassy of USA.
Yeah.
So it seems here that they admitted that they have not properly advised you of the revocation.
Right, they say it themselves. They say, here's what they say at the very end of the letter. Mr. Fisher's passport was properly revoked on November 21st, 2003, prior to his April 15th entry into Japan. However, we were unable to properly advise him of the revocation until he was located in Japan on July 14th, 2004. So, but if you read the regulations, they must advise me of it before they can do anything, and then I have a right to appeal it. They can't do anything while I'm appealing it, you know?
Right, but they're writing here that it is not mandatory to notify you, no? Or before revocation, no?
Yeah, they're just saying a pack of lies. It's all totally contradicted by the law. If you have, the law is attached to this, to the letter this other letter from December 11th, 2003 from Theodore Allegra.
And also, Bobby, I noticed that in this law, like the 51.76, surrender of passport, the bearer of a passport which is revoked shall surrender it. Now, how can you surrender it when they already destroyed it, no?
Or yeah, right, but read the whole thing. Read the whole surrender of passport. Read it.
Okay, 51.76, surrender of passport. The bearer of a passport which is revoked shall surrender it to the department or its authorized representative upon demand and upon his or her refusal to do so, such passport may be invalidated by notifying the bearer in writing of the invalidation.
Yeah, right, that's like hitting you with a wet noodle, right?
I don't know.
Nothing you hear about destroying the passport, right?
Right, right. No, you nothing, know? Yeah. It says here you surrender, and then...
If you refuse, all they can do is write you a letter.
Right. Yeah. And then if you still refuse, then only then they can invalidate it by force.
No, that doesn't say anything about force.
Oh, not even. Oh, sorry, yeah.
It's nothing about force at all. Let me read that again. Surrender of passport. This is 51.76, page 254, 22 CFR CH.1419 edition, Department of State.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Yeah. Let me just read this again. I want people to get this clearly.
Okay.
51 paragraph 51.76.
Who will read?
Passport.
Who will read? Me?
Let me read this. The bearer of a passport which is revoked shall surrender to the department or its authorized representative. The department, they mean they're referring to the Department of State. The bearer of a passport which is revoked shall surrender it to the department or its authorized representative upon demand and upon his or her refusal to do so, such passport may be invalidated by notifying the bearer in writing of the invalidation. They can't even touch the passport, let alone destroy it.
Hello, Bobby?
Yeah.
According
to their own laws, according to their own regulations.
Yeah.
Bobby's very angry, no?
Yeah,
I'm very angry, yeah. This is totally illegal what they've done.
I wish you wouldn't be so angry.
Well, why
anyway,
not?
Anyway, you said earlier that you have good news tonight.
Well, yeah, I have a good news because I say they're going to come out here and I'm going to renounce my citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that this is like, you know, they get their pound of flesh that way.
No, Bobby.
And then
Eugene showed me a letter from a lady in the United States pleading for you.
Yeah.
Would you like to listen to the letter?
Okay.
What?
Yung letter na pinakita mo sa akin na nakikiusap.
Always one. Yeah, but anyway.
But I'll tell you the truth,
go ahead,
Mr. Deli.
Yeah?
I don't like to see people pleading with the filthy USA. People have to condemn the USA. Condemn the USA.
Well, if you want to see, listen to DZRH through the internet, our letters are www.eradioportal.com.
Uh-huh.
Because we are on the internet also.
So we're going all over the world, huh?
Yes.
Great. We are. Yeah, Eugene, make sure you get that internet site so I'll tell it and then we can try and download it here in Japan.
Okay, I repeat, www.eradioportal.com.
Yeah, I guess that interview will stay there on the website, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose.
Great.
Mr. Pobre.
Bobby, it's Boy again, ano?
Hi.
What happens now to your priceless memorabilia?
Memorabilia.
The books, etc., the royalties.
They've stolen everything. Stolen all my stuff in storage. Big room full of stuff. Big room full of my belongings up to the ceiling. Hundreds of boxes, safes, file cabinets, statues, just everything. All my chess sets, all my correspondence, all my personal correspondence, all my chess game scores, handwritten notebooks, clothing, gold coins, silver coins, cash, just everything you can think of, you know.
Are you not
30 years of saving my things. They just stole it all.
Are you not contemplating to file charges against these people or against this government for what they have done to you so far?
You know, Boy Pope. Is this Boy Pope, Ray?
Yes.
I was involved in any number of lawsuits in America years ago.
Yeah?
I never got a penny. I never got a stop order. I never got anything. But it's completely corrupt in America. Corrupt.
Bobby?
Yeah. The legal system is a farce.
Bobby?
Yeah.
How about the letter of Boris Paskey in your behalf?
I saw it. I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the tone. He was trying to make me sound like a weirdie. And he was begging, asking Bush for mercy? What is it?
No. Something he said there that if you had done something wrong, then he should be also in your cell.
Yeah.
Because both of you...
I don't want him in my cell. I want a chicken myself.
You're playing with it.
How about that young chick? What's her name? What's that Russian chick?
Kostinyuk. What's her name? Kostinyuk. Alexandra Kostinyuk.
Yeah.
But Spassky is now French.
Huh?
Spassky is now French, isn't he?
Yeah, he's French, yeah.
Oh. And he said that if you had done something wrong, then, who's it? Mitterrand.
Charles Mitterrand. Mitterrand. Jacques Mitterrand.
Yeah, but Bobby would be more happy if it would be Kostinyuk who would play chess with him in the cell.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a beautiful woman grandmaster from Russia.
From Russia.
She wants to be the what's that Russian tennis player? That beautiful Russian
Kornikova. Kornikova.
Huh?
Anna Kornikova.
She wants to be the Anna Kornikova of chess, I think.
Yeah.
She's more beautiful than Kornikova. Because it's a model.
All right. This
Spassky, he is a very good frenemy of mine.
Mm-hmm. Very good what?
Frenemy.
Frenemy. You know what a frenemy is?
Friend and enemy.
Friend and enemy.
Yeah.
So you're calling that term, huh?
No, it's not mine. A Jew used to say it. I used to listen to on the radio, Roy Masters. But I assume he stole it from somebody else, too. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to come up with original things like that.
I see. Okay, this conversation we're having, I think you want to seek asylum in a third country?
A friendly country, yes.
Yes?
Yes.
What country in particular?
Oh, well, Switzerland is a good country, but the problem with Switzerland is... it's very hard to get a passport there, I understand. You have to wait, 10 years, unless you're a super rich Jew, like that Mark Rich, you know. And then you can get it, just snap your fingers. He's a billionaire. You know.
Philippines. Why not our country?
I'm interested, yeah. The only problem with the Philippines is your passport is hard to travel, no?
So you got your passport in recto, huh?
At least I think I could stay out of jail there, I hope.
Does Bobby know about this letter?
Huh?
They showed me a letter addressed to our Senate President in Congress and the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
That's the letter I read to you.
Oh, yeah.
We furnished a copy each of these both houses of our Congress to pass a resolution if and when you want to grant asylum in the Philippines, the government should accept this more or less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that would be nice, yes. That would be very nice.
Very nice.
But I feel a little badly going there. I feel, you know, because the meanwhile, Mr. Estrada has, you know, been in jail these years, you know. It's not
our president is Gloria Macapagal Arroyo.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, Mr. Estrada, you know, he should be, he was pushed out illegally. Yeah.
But it was superseded already during our last national election.
It was superseded.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, assuming the election was real, yeah.
Yes, it's real. It's real.
It's real.
It's real.
I mean, it was honest.
Yeah. Che, Bobby.
Yeah.
I was telling them that despite what the U.S. government had done to you in 92, and then even after what happened to your family, because you could not go back to the U.S., you have not seen your mama and your sis.
Yeah.
Despite of that, you were very protective of your privacy. You did not even want to be interviewed, you know, everything. You did not want to be televised. You did not want a radio interview. Nothing.
Yeah.
Despite of that, you know.
Yeah.
But only you really blew your top, or what broke the camel's back, as they say, is when they got these memorabilia of yours, Bobby.
They just stole a room full of my belongings worth a fortune. When I say a fortune, I mean hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right, I know.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yes.
Just the movie Searching for Bobby Fischer using my name has brought in hundreds of millions of dollars for Viacom, Paramount Pictures, right?
Right.
So how much more are they going to get from all this other stuff? They've got everything there. They've got photos. They've got the hand-carved telephone that I played in Cuba with all the signatures of all the players on it. They've got my chess set that I was on the cover of Life magazine. They've got my pocket sets. They've got private photos I took of President Marcos. They've got telegrams and letters from world leaders. They've got thousands of my chess books and other books. They've got all my private correspondence, all my fan mail, all my legal files. They got my gold coins, my silver coins. They have my clothing. It's an endless list.
Endless list. And for more than 30 years, no?
Yeah, you endless have... list.
Oh, my
goodness. You're talking about a treasure trove of Fisher memorabilia.
Yeah,
a treasure trove.
Yeah. Che, Bobby.
Yeah.
Okay. We were talking about this statement of facts.
Yeah.
And you had this also in your website. So I was so busy I was not even able to finish. But I saw that in the scaffold when they were trying to arrest you, you lost even some of your teeth.
No, I didn't say. I said some of my teeth were chipped.
I were chipped. Okay.
And maybe worse. I don't know. I haven't even looked in the mirror. I don't even feel like looking in the mirror.
No problem. Mandito kamo sa doctor.
Okay, so yeah.
I'm like Muhammad Ali. No, I ain't so handsome no more. No.
Bobby, you have something pleasant to talk about.
Let's talk about the destruction of the USA.
I want things pleasant. Bobby.
Yeah.
When you were in high school, is it true that you were one of your classmates was Barbara Streisand?
I've heard this. I remember some mousy-looking girl. Maybe that was her. I don't know.
But your best friends, according to report.
This I don't believe at all. No. Not at all. No.
Okay. And there's something more pleasant. They say that when you're playing chess, you can foresee ahead of time what your opponent will do. The next move. Is that true?
20 moves.
Well, that's the idea of chess. You know, you have to, They ask Capablanca, how far ahead can he see? He says he thinks he can see one move ahead, the best move, you know.
Ah, I see. I was asking Eugene,
yeah,
how come that you two are close to each other?